This application for execution is being placed before the general court martial. What happened was last year on the 6th of September, during the trial of the case of Terrain against the government of South Sudan, the general court martial awarded the complainant all the orders they were seeking, which includes the compensation for the damages and destruction that happened at the hotel and the loss of business. That figure was $2,258,000. We've been following up with the payment for the last 5 months. But the judgment creditor, which is the Minister of Defense and Veteran Affairs, has not fulfilled the order that the court awarded to the complainant. So for us to move forward from here, we give the government 5 months, nothing is happening. So we thought the best way is going back to the same court that awarded granted the orders, to still summon the Minister of Defense and ask why is the payment, the compensation that the order that was ordered by the court not being done. We also want to use this application for execution to compel the government, because this is a court's order, and a court's order should be fulfilled as it was awarded by the court. So the interest of this application is to push the government and to ask the government that we've not received the payment that was expected from the, as ordered by the court, and the complainant is still waiting. It's 5 months. 15 days of appeal were given. 30 days of commencing the execution were also given, and nothing seems to be materializing. So we're asking court again to intervene, seek clearance from Minister of Defense to fulfill the orders that were awarded by the court.
Mr. Philip, if I may ask you, when the ruling was done, was there any period given that within this period this amount of money has to be paid, or it is given an open period?
What happens is the period that any court's order gives is a period of appeal. Any party who is that is not contented with the appeal has the right to move. They're not contented with the decision of the court, has the right to appeal. The complainant here that was awarded, that was granted these orders by court, never appealed. And because of the need and the time, we thought we better give the government a chance to look around and fulfill the orders that were granted. They have not done as expected, and the more reason why we moved this application today for the court to summon them and order them to pay the money.
And as a lawyer for this terrain owner, are you happy with the ruling? Do you think this amount of $2,200,000 is it enough for all the damages that happened to Terrain Hotel?
In as far as we had quantified the damages at a bigger figure, the court went ahead to grant these orders in the sense of it's almost half of what we asked court, and we said as far it's far better, and it gives the owner of the hotel a better position to move on from here. So we didn't appeal, we didn't complain, we never protested the order. The money that was ordered by court remains as something that was accepted by my client, and that was a position that we said we can't appeal anything, but now we're moving forward to order to push the Minister of Defense to make the payment, or else we make an application for attachment, because if they have properties that they can't pay, we'll ask court to attach any property they have.
And how long will this petition take so that it can be answered?
Yeah, the court now will move forward to fix a date and summon the judgment debtor, which is the Minister of Defense and Veteran Affairs. That is at the discretion of court. The sooner the better, but of course this is the final stage of the execution and the orders we're seeking.
And may I know, were you a lawyer for Terrain owner alone, or the other victims who were involved during this incident, like those who were raped?
I was representing Terrain Services. There were three parties in the case. There was the government of South Sudan, which was prosecuting public rights. I was on right of private prosecution, representing Terrain Services, and there was someone representing the victims. So this application for execution is strictly for the complainant, who never protested the orders that were given by court.
All right. If I may ask, what about the other victims who were also given compensations were supposed to be paid to them? According, did you hear any information whether they have received any amount from that court ruling?
They have not received any amount. None of the applicants received any amount. This is being approached differently because we're three parties in the case, so I'm approaching this. This application is being brought for the complainants. It doesn't touch the victims. The victims are not paid either. And if they will move to ask court also for them to enforce the orders that are given by court, and then that will be an initiative by them through their lawyer.